The city of Spokane expects to open its renovated emergency warming shelter this weekend. That facility is downtown on Cannon Street. Mayor Nadine Woodward says the shelter has been remodeled using federal CARES Act money. It has two sections that can house 30 people each.
And then the third bay, which has more space as well as brand new bathrooms, showers, and laundry facility, that will provide space for another 20. Beds. So we'll have total 80 beds in that shelter.
That shelter will be operated by the Guardians, which has in the past managed temporary city-owned shelters at the downtown library and the arena. Woodward says that shelter will stay open year-round. A second government-owned facility, the Way Out Shelter at Division and Mission, will also remain open this winter, and then it will become a transitional housing center.
That will be a facility where people can get stabilized, whether it's 30, 60, or 90 days at a time, be connected to the types of services that will be able to sustain them, stabilize them so that they can get jobs and then permanent housing.
Woodward says that facility is and will continue to be run by the Salvation Army. She says her city, Spokane Valley, and Spokane County are working together on a regional response to homelessness and how shelters will be operated. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.